Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 13, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 6th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Translation. I shall now explain the knowable, knowing which you will taste the eternal. This is beginningless, and it is subordinate to me. It is called Brahma, the spirit, and it lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world.
Jasyaika nishyasita kalma thavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha Vishnu mahan saiya jasya kalavisesho govinda madhipuritam tamam. That Mahavishnu is lying on the causal ocean, beyond this universe, on the border, there is a big ocean, which is called causal ocean, karanaudak jal. And there is Mahavishnu lying, and from his breathing process, jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalamba, jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Jagadandanatha means Brahma. So, that portion, ekappasu rachayatam, he is the origin of universal, this material creation, karunanam sai Vishnu. From him, the Garbhodak sai Vishnu comes out, and he enters in each and every universe. Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. That Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu again expands as Kirodaka Sai Vishnu. That Kirodaka Sai Vishnu is within this universe. In each and every universe, there is Vishnu, Shetadip, Loka, where Kirodaka Sai Vishnu is there. And that Kirodaka Sai Vishnu enters within the heart of all living entities, Paramatma. Antajyāni. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ekappasau rachayatum jagadanna koti jachattirasti jagadanna chaya ananta. Andantarastha. He is not only within this universe, but he is also within the atom. Andantarastham paramanu chayam. Paramanu means atom. In this way, Lord Vishnu is expanded. And he is Gyan. He is to be understood. Gyan, knowledge, simply material knowledge, is not perfection of knowledge. Real knowledge is to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, Vishnu. That is real knowledge. That is explained here. Gyan jatat pravakshami. I shall now explain to you what is the ultimate goal of knowledge. In another place, in the 15th chapter also, Krishna says, sarvasya chaham hridisanna vishta matta smritigyanam apohananch vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedyam. Krishna is within everyone's heart. Sarvasacha, aham, iridhi, this place, the particular place is also mentioned there, iridhi, in the heart, is there, sannivishta. And from him, matta smriti jnanam apuhanancha. From him, our remembrance, smriti, jnana, knowledge, and forgetfulness, everything is coming from him. Matta smriti jnanam apuhanancha. Therefore, vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedyam. One has to understand Krishna by studying Vedic literature. If he is missing Krishna, then sarva eva hi kevalam. He is missing Krishna. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sanusthitapam sang visakshena kathasuja. Everyone has got particular type of occupational duty. That is called dharma. Dharma is not a faith. The particular duty, just like you are a medical practitioner, so your dharma is to treat patients. That is your dharma. So, everyone has got particular occupational duty. Actually, what is going on as Hindu dharma, actually Hindu dharma, this word, is not there in the shastras. In the shastra, it is called varnasam dharma. Four varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and four ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. These are called varnasam dharma. So, in every varna, Brahman, his qualification is described in the shastra. Sama, Dhamma, Tidikha, Arjava, Kanti, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhavat. Similarly, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So, by discharging one's occupational duty according to varna and ashrama, if one does not understand Krishna, the Bhagavad says, sarmaiva hi kevalam, then he simply spoiling his time and wasting his labor, that's all. Dharmasya-nishthita-pumsa-nivishakshina-kathasuja lopāyaya-jati-mijadī sarmaiva hi kevalam. This is the verdict of Vedic literature. He's simply laboring for nothing. One must know Krishna, Vishakshena Kathasuja. Vishakshena, another name of Krishna, Vishnu, is Vishakshena, Katha. Just like you are speaking about Krishna, nobody is interested to come here. Nobody is interested. Vishakshena Kathasu, no Utpada, Idrating. They will say, oh, I am busy with my occupational duty. But the human form or five is meant for increasing your interest in the matter of Vishakshena Kathasu. This means Krishna Katha. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, his mission is this. He said, Amar Agnay Guru Hoya, Taro Ei Desh, Jare Dakho Tare Koho, Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that on my order, every one of my devotees become a spiritual master. Amar Agnay Guru Haiya, Taro Sarvadesh. You become a spiritual master and deliver all the people. Like Krishna Upadesh, you can deliver. People are suffering. Here also, the same thing is said. Geyam jat pravakshami jas gatya amritam asmite. Amritam. People are suffering. They do not know what is amritatta. So amritattaya kalpate. This is the aim of life. To become immortal. That is wanted. One has to come to that platform of knowledge when one can achieve the perfection of life, amritatva, immortality. So Krishna says here that gyan jatthat pravakkami, the ultimate goal of knowledge, I will explain to you. Jajgatta, if you can understand that knowledge, then amritam asmite. If anyone can understand that knowledge, he becomes immortal. That is the problem. The process of knowledge, in that chapter, It is already says that janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshan. The subject matter should be how to understand or how to get relief from the repetition of birth and death, old age and disease. This is knowledge. And here also, Krishna says again, anyone who comes to the ultimate goal of knowledge, then he becomes immortal. Anadi mat parang brahma. Brahma, brahma jnana. The brahma jnana without knowledge of Krishna is not perfect knowledge. Generally, people are interested in the impersonal brahma. But without knowledge of Krishna, that impersonal feature of Krishna, brahma jnana, is also insufficient. They do not, that is not sufficient knowledge. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. Philosophical speculation or discussion should be to reach the ultimate goal of life. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. That is already explained. And what is that tattva? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is tattva? Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam. Tattvavid, one who knows tattva, he can speak about tattva. Tattva means the absolute truth. So vadanti tattva vidas tattvam. That thing is spoken as tattva, as the truth, by persons who are tattvavid. Tattvavid means one who knows the tattva. Unless one knows the thing, how he can explain? Therefore, we have to understand the absolute truth from a person who knows it. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam adyam. That knowledge is absolute, adyam, no relativity, absolute. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam adyam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdate. That truth is explained as Brahma, as Paramatma, or as Bhagavan. The same thing. Just like we see the sun. The sun is a planet, and there is a sun god. Just like we have God also in each and every planet, one chief person. Here we have got president. Formerly there was one president or king on this planet. Now, there are now so many presidents. But according to God's plan, there is one president or king in each and every planet. So, in the sun planet, there is also one king or one chief person. His name is also given in the Bhagavad Gita, Vibhushan. If you accept Bhagavad Gita, then you have to accept all these things. You cannot make minus anything. That is not knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. That's what you are presenting, Bhagavad Gita as it is. We cannot use the ardha kukutinnan. Half, I take half of the hem, I take the rear part and the front part I reject. This kind of logic, argument will not be very successful. You have to take as it is, total, and you have to understand. That is understanding of Bhagavad Gita. If you take something to your choice, and that is useless waste of time. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted to prove from Bhagavad Gita non-violence. Yeah, how it is possible? Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the battlefield. So in this way, if we try to understand Bhagavad Gita, it will be not Bhagavad Gita, it will be something else. We must understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our preaching method. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is all over the world. So we accept. The modern theory, scientific theory is that the sun planet is only blazing fire. There cannot be any living entity. No, we don't believe that. Because Shastra says that the living entity is never burned. Achyadyam adajhayam. Adajhayam. Just like we sterilize by putting into the fire. But that does not mean the living entity is dead. No. Adajhayam. It cannot be burnt into fire. Achyadyam. It cannot be cut into pieces. This information I get from Bhagavad Gita. So, in the sun planet, although it is blazing fire, they are living entities. They have got a type, particular type of body. That particular type of body is fiery. Just like you have got living entities in the sea, there are hundreds and thousands. Jalaja Anamulakhani. There are 9 lakh species of aquatic animals. But they are living in the water. They have got particular type of body. But you cannot say, because you cannot live within the water, you cannot say, no, no, there cannot be an individuality. This is nonsense. The living entities, another name is Sarvago. He can live everywhere. It is not a fact that living entities live only in certain particular place. No, Sarvaga. Anywhere in God's creation, there are living entities. This is Shastric vision. So, in the sun planet also, there are living entities, cities, just like here. Otherwise, how Krishna can say, Imam vivasati yugam pratyaman ahamambayam. Krishna is telling lie, that I spoke this science of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. Now according to our calculation, nobody can go to the sun planet. And where is the scope of speaking there? And to whom speaking? But Krishna says, yes. Imam vivasati rūgaṁ praktvā aham. I said, abhayam, imperishable. Knowledge. Vimushan manabhi prahu. So, from this verse we can understand in the sun planet there are living entities and the chief man or chief demigod is the sun god whose name is Vimushan. So his body must be fiery, otherwise how he can live there? And the inhabitants there also. So, we are thinking from here that nobody can live there, but that's not a fact. We are calculating by our own experience. Therefore, we cannot have perfect knowledge by speculating our experience. It is not possible. We must go to a person whose experience is beyond our experience. That is called Guru. Tad vijñānārtham sa guru meva vigacche. Guru means heavy. If Guru is as good as I am, then what is the use of taking knowledge from him? Guru must be heavier. So who can become more heavier than Krishna? Matta paratanam nānyāt kinti jasti dhananjaya. There is nobody heavier. And Krishna proved it when he was a child, when he was a boy of 7 years old, he proved how heavy that he lifted the Govardhan hill, and it rested on Krishna's finger continually for 7 days. Just imagine how heavy he is. So in this way we have to understand Krishna. And if we understand Krishna from that spirit, from that angle of vision, then we become perfect. As it is said here, Geyam jattat parvakshami jajgatya amritamasnate. You become immortal. This is confirmed in the fourth chapter. Janma karmam medibham jujanati tattat. If you simply understand Krishna in truth, not superficially, but in fact, then what is the result? The result is tatta deham punarjanma naiti. Punarjanma. Punarjanma, next, again if I take a material body, then again I will have to die. Anyone who has got this material body, he has to die. Janma mrityu. One who is born, he must die. But here Krishna says, punarjanma naiti, namar birth. Then there is no more death. Because if there is birth, there is death. And if there is no birth, there is no death. That is immortality, amrita. That is amritatva. So amritattaya kalpate. In another place Krishna says, janghina badhante te purusam purusarasam. Samas, sukham, dukham, dhiram, samritattaya kalpate. We are disturbed by the bodily conscious of life, every one of us. Everyone is busy. How to relieve the bodily pains and pleasure, that's all. The real pains and pleasure that the living entity who has accepted this material body, he has to continue this pains and pleasure. That is explained in the Bhagavad, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So there is no science to give relief from janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So how you can expect relief? It is temporary relief. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we should not be disturbed by the temporary pains and pleasure. Matras par shastu kuntiya sitosna sukhadukhada agama apayina anitya tangati tikkhasa bhagata. We should not be disturbed by these so-called bodily pains and pleasure. We can try, we can get as much, but this is not our business. Our business is how to get out of these clutches of birth and death. That is their business. That they do not. Because they have no knowledge. All fools and rascals, they are busy for the temporary pains and pleasures. Yes. So here it is said, Geyam jattat prabhakshami jad gatta amritam asnate. That is knowledge. I shall speak to you about that supreme knowledge. That supreme knowledge means, if you simply try to understand Krishna, janma karma medibham, why Krishna appears, janma karma, why he works like an ordinary human being, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, why he takes part in these ordinary activities, just like Krishna took part in the battle of Kurukshetra. So he is supreme personality of Godhead, why should he take part in the battle? Yes, this is somebody, some section of people, they question like this. But he has his business. Because he comes, he has got his business. He says, dharma samasthapanarthaya sambhavami jujiyajuye. I come. My business is to re-establish the principle of life, religion. Human life means religion. Dharmena hina pasubi samana. The cats and dogs, they have no religion. But if the human being has no religion, then he is no better than the cat and dog. Therefore, all over the world, either he is a European or American or Indian or Canadian or Russian, everyone has got some religion. It doesn't matter whether it is Hinduism, Muslimism or Christianism. Because human society without religious conception, religious conception means to understand God, his animal. Dharmena hina pasuvi samana. Gradually, the whole world is becoming animal because they are rejecting religion. They are rejecting religion. Therefore, Krishna says, dharma sangasthapunarthayo sambhavani jugeruye. Because these rascals, they give up religion and become animals and fight between themselves and make the whole world a confusion and chaos. Therefore, it is required that Krishna comes, dharma sangasthapunarthayo. This is his duty. He has no duty, but it is his mercy that it comes, dharma sangasthapunarthayo. And what is that dharma? In the Bhagavad it is explained, dharamantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. You cannot manufacture a religious sect. That is asceticism. Just like if you think, I shall manufacture law at my home. Is it possible? Who will care for your law? If the law is enacted by the state, that is accepted. The government says, keep to the left, you have to accept it. You cannot say, no, why not, to the right, then you will be criminal. Similarly, laws means given by the government. And dharma means which is the course given by God. That is dharma. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That is religion. And Krishna says, dharma samasthapunarthaya sambhavani jujejuje. I come to re-establish when people become cats and dogs without any religion. Then I come down to establish religion. Because we are Krishna's sons, we are all sons of Krishna. He is very much anxious to see us happy, just like father wants to see his sons, bewildered sons, to see that he is happy. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskitam. That is also the same thing. To deliver the righteous person and to kill the demon, the same thing. Because Krishna is absolute. He is maintaining the devotee and killing the demon. Both of them are same thing, just like father. Father is giving some child, some son, sweetmeat, and the other son comes, no, you cannot take it. Does it mean that father is partial? No, father is kind, both the child. He knows that he cannot eat. So similarly, two things are going on, parallel. Some are punishments, some are maintenance by the laws of God. But he knows how to do it. We have to accept his law. That is, tatte nukampa susumikshamana. Therefore, devotee is never disturbed by the so-called pains and pleasure of this world. He is never disturbed. He who knows his duty, how to execute Krishna consciousness. That is real devotee. Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam. So Krishna said that dharma samasthapunārthāya sambhavāmi juge juge. Then what is that dharma? He did not come here to re-establish Hinduism and Muslimism or Christianism. No. He came to give you real dharma. What is that? Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam sarvam. That is dharma. To surrender unto Krishna. Krishna, I am eternally your servant. I forgot you. Now I come to my senses. I surrender unto you. This is all. Bhavanam janunavante jnanavan maanga prabaddhati. This sense, real sense comes when after struggling for many, many births, one becomes wise. Bhavanam janunavante jnanavan. Jnanavan means wise, not fools and rascals. Jnanavan, Maga Prabhadate, he surrenders unto me. So, anyone who is surrendering to Krishna, taking to Krishna devotional service fully, he is the most intelligent man. He is not cats and dogs or rascals. Because Krishna says, Jnanavan, this is real knowledge. That will be explained. Krishna says, Geyam jatta pravakshami. I shall speak to you what is the object of knowledge, ultimate objective of knowledge. Jajgatya amritamasmite. If one can understand Krishna, he gets eternal life. And that is our aim of life. Not to remain within this material world. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Take birth once and again die. This is done by the cats and dogs. Any animal, they do not know anything. They take birth and again die. Dehinasmindita dehi kumbhana jovunam jana tatha dehantara prati. You have to accept. So if in ignorance I take birth and again die, what is this like? Bhutta bhutta praliyate. That is no knowledge. Spoiling. This is human form of life. Is the boon where you can make a solution simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karma midibham jujanati tatta diham punarjanma naiti. This is knowledge. How to become immortal, how to understand Krishna, how to go back to home, back to Godhead. That is the mission of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.